There's nothing like my American Express Platinum Card. I love that I can earn hotel credits when I travel. I can also earn resi credits. So you know I'm hitting the restaurants everyone's talking about. Plus, with the digital entertainment credit, I'm even more excited to catch my favorite shows. All in all, I can access over $3,500 in annual value with benefits and eligible purchases across travel, entertainment, and more. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-platinum. Enrollment requirements, monthly and other limits and terms apply.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Supreme Court is considering President Trump's tariffs in a trillion-dollar challenge of his executive use of emergency powers. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Conservative justices on the Supreme Court sound skeptical of the legality of President Trump's sweeping unilateral tariffs in two cases where small businesses are challenging executive caveat. The plaintiffs say the president should not be using EPA, a 1977 emergency powers law, to regulate imports, and that the uncertainty is driving them to the brink of bankruptcy. The second case questions whether the statute unconstitutionally delegates authority from Congress to the president. The government argues that tariffs can be imposed in emergency situations and fall under foreign affairs. Plaintiff's attorney, Neil Katyal.
Look at their emergency statutes. Not one has ever given the president a taxation power or a tariff power. We've had all sorts of emergencies for 238 years. No president has ever said, oh, the way to deal with that is I need to have a tariff authority.
Trump has said a ruling against him would be catastrophic for the economy. A decision is not expected for weeks or months. Jennifer King, Washington.
Travelers passing through some of the busiest U.S. airports can expect to find out today whether they'll see fewer flights as the government shutdown enters its second month. The Federal Aviation Administration plans to announce the 40 high-volume markets, where it's reducing flights by 10% before the cuts go into effect Friday.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it will reduce air traffic by 10% across 40 high-volume markets starting Friday morning. FAA Administrator Brian Bedford says the reduction during the government shutdown will impact thousands of flights nationwide.
When we see pressures building in these 40 markets, we just can't ignore it, you know, and we're not going to wait for a safety problem to truly manifest itself when the early indicators are telling us we can take action today to prevent things from deteriorating.
There have been staffing shortages among air traffic controllers who've been working without a paycheck. Some have called in sick.
The system is extremely safe today. It will be extremely safe tomorrow. And if the pressures continue to build, even after we take these measures, we'll come back and take additional measures.
Major airlines, aviation unions, and the travel industry have been urging Congress to end the shutdown. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In Israel, authorities have confirmed that the remains of a hostage returned from Gaza are of a Tanzanian agricultural student who was killed on October 7, 2023, in the Hamas-led attack that started the war. Meanwhile, Israel has returned over 285 bodies of Palestinians back to Gaza, according to the International Committee of the Red Cross. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on a deadly storm that's heading towards Vietnam.
After battering the Philippines, deadly Typhoon Kalmegi is moving towards Vietnam. A beach was littered with debris after the deadly typhoon battered the central Philippines, causing severe flooding. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. declared a state of emergency after Typhoon Kalmegi left at least 114 people dead and more than 100 missing in central provinces. The typhoon's onslaught displaced more than 560,000 villagers, including nearly 450,000 who were evacuated to emergency shelters. On Thursday, authorities in Vietnam, meanwhile, braced as Kalmegi approached. Vietnam's aviation authority issued a storm alert. Several airlines cancelled local flights as the typhoon moved closer to landfall. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
A federal judge has ordered improvements at an immigration facility in Broadview, Illinois, near Chicago, after detainees sued. U.S. District Judge Robert Gettleman criticized the conditions as unnecessarily cruel.
The conditions at the Broadview ICE facility were unconstitutional, disgusting, and were unacceptable.
Alexa Van Brunt is with the MacArthur Justice Center. She spoke to reporters.
He has issued a TRO that has multiple provisions requiring the defendants to fix this condition immediately. People need to be held in places with actual beds and a mat, and they have to have sufficient places to sleep. They can't be sleeping by overflowing toilets anymore.
In another Chicago courtroom Wednesday, a deposition by senior Border Patrol official Greg Bovino was brought into evidence during a preliminary injunction in a lawsuit filed by plaintiffs who say agents in Broadview have been too forceful. Bovino defended the use of force by agents, including himself, accused of using pepper balls, tear gas, and other tactics against protesters and reporters. I'm Jennifer King.
The Food and Drug Administration sent warning letters to 18 websites selling counterfeit or unapproved versions of Botox after receiving reports of injuries, including toxic side effects. Botox is a diluted, purified form of one of the most toxic substances in the world. In rare cases, the toxin can spread beyond the injection site to other parts of the body, paralyzing or weakening muscles needed for breathing and swallowing. The FDA says patients should only receive the drugs from health professionals who are licensed and trained to administer them, and urges anyone experiencing signs of botulism to seek immediate medical care. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump is reacting to election results. At the White House, the president noted 1 year ago today he won the presidential election.
Last night it was not expected to be a victory. It was very Democrat areas, but I don't think it was good for Republicans. I don't think it was good. I'm not sure it was good for anybody.
Democrats won the governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia. Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani was elected mayor of New York City.
If you read the pollsters, the shutdown was a big factor, negative for the Republicans, and that was a big factor. And they say that I wasn't on the ballot was the biggest factor.
Voters in California also approved a plan to overhaul the state's congressional district boundaries, giving Democrats a boost. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it was a five-alarm fire for Donald Trump.
The Republicans' high-cost House is on fire, and they've only got themselves to blame.
Many voters expressed dissatisfaction with the president's handling of the economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A federal judge has scolded prosecutors in the criminal case of former FBI Director James Comey, ordering prosecutors to produce grand jury materials and other evidence from the investigation by the end of Thursday, citing concern that the Justice Department's position has been to indict first and investigate later. Comey is charged with lying to Congress in a case filed after President Donald Trump appeared to urge his attorney general to prosecute Comey and other perceived political enemies. In late July, Trump told reporters,
"After what they did to me, and whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people."
Comey's attorneys say that they have not been able to review materials gathered years ago, while also arguing that the case is a vindictive prosecution brought at the direction of the president and must be dismissed. Comey has pleaded not guilty. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Responders continued looking through the wreck site after Tuesday's tragic UPS cargo plane crash in Louisville, Kentucky. Authorities say three aboard and at least eight people on the ground near the airport died, including a child. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the death toll is expected to grow.
And there are a handful of other people that we're still searching for that we hope weren't on site and that we hear were somewhere else.
Audio courtesy WHAS 11 News. Investigators are on the scene.
A large plume of fire in the area of the left wing occurred during the takeoff roll.
Todd Inman is with the NTSB.
And we have viewed airport CCTV security coverage, which shows the left engine detaching from the wing during the takeoff roll.
Inman says the cockpit voice recorder and data recorder were recovered and are being sent to a lab in Washington for analysis. I'm Jennifer King.
New York City's mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani has announced his transition team. The team is all women. That includes former Deputy Mayor Melanie Hartzog and former Federal Trade Commission Chair Lena Khan.
Some of these people will have familiar names. Others will not. What will unite them will be a commitment to solving old problems with new solutions. We will cast a wide net.
The 34-year-old Democratic Socialist will soon become New York City's first Muslim mayor, the first of South Asian heritage, the first born in Africa, and the youngest mayor in more than a century.
We will form an administration that is in equal parts capable and compassionate, driven by integrity, and willing to work just as hard as the millions of New Yorkers who call this city home.
Among Mamdani's campaign promises, free childcare, free city bus service, city-run grocery stores, and a new Department of Community Safety that sends mental health care workers rather than police to handle certain emergency calls. I'm Ed Donahue.
Starbucks' union members have voted to strike at U.S. stores next week unless the company finalizes a contract agreement. The strike would start on November 13th, which is the day Starbucks plans to distribute free, reusable red cups. Red Cup Day is usually one of the company's busiest days of the year. The union organizing baristas, Starbucks Workers United, didn't say how many stores would be impacted, but it said workers in at least 25 cities plan to strike and more locations could be added. The union has been organizing workers since about 2021, but hasn't agreed to a contract with the company. Around 550 of Starbucks's 10,000 company-operated U.S. stores are unionized. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street following some encouraging news on the economy and several better-than-expected reports from U.S. companies. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 225 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.6%. McDonald's rose 2.2%. The burger chain said its sales benefited from the return of its popular snack wraps. Axon Enterprise fell 9.4%. The company, which makes tasers and other products, forecast weaker profits than analysts were expecting. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.16%. Seth Soutell, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Alex Ovechkin became the first player in NHL history to reach 900 career goals in the Capitals' 6-1 rout of the Blues. The league's all-time leading goal scorer netted the milestone and game-winning goal to make it 2-0 at 2:39 of the second period.
Huge number. No one ever did it in NHL history and be first player ever do it. It's a special moment.
NBA, Donovan Mitchell had a season-high 46 points to lead the Cavaliers past the 76ers 132-121 and says his big night was a result of a fellow NBA 2K player's online criticism of him while playing the video game hours earlier.
This game was for that kid or grown man, whoever that was.
And NFL, the Cardinals placed quarterback Kyler Murray on injured reserve with a lingering foot injury. NBA staff members have met with congressional staffers to discuss the league's relationship with sportsbooks. This comes after federal indictments of Miami guard Terry Rozier, Portland coach Chauncey Billups, and others last month. The meeting did not include NBA Commissioner Adam Silver or sitting members of Congress. Senators Ted Cruz and Maria Cantwell have requested information on the NBA's gambling policies and why Rozier was cleared to play after sportsbooks flagged betting patterns in a March 2023 game. Rozier was accused of conspiring to help associates win bets. Six-time Super Bowl winning head coach Bill Belichick and four other head coaches who won Super Bowls are among the nine semifinalists in the coach category for the 2026 class for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Belichick is in his first year of eligibility after rule changes put in place last year requiring coaches only to be out of the NFL for one full season before being considered for the Hall. Two-time Super Bowl champion coaches Tom Coughlin, Mike Shanahan, and George Seifert also advanced, along with another Super Bowl winner in Mike Holmgren. The son of Tiger Woods is an All-American. Charlie Woods was selected on the first-team All-America list by the American Junior Golf Association. His famous father was the AJGA Player of the Year in 1991 and 92. Charlie Woods is a junior at the Benjamin School in South Florida. Woods won his first big title at the Team TaylorMade Invitational in May. The teams were determined exclusively through the Rolex AJGA rankings as of October 14th. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Attackers firing machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades grenades boarded a ship off the coast of Somalia on Thursday. The attack, reported by British officials, is likely the latest assault by resurgent Somali pirates operating in the region. The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Centre issued an alert over the attack, warning ships in the area. The private security firm, Ombre, also said that an attack by Somali pirates was underway. The firm said the attack targeted a Malta-flagged tanker heading for Sika, India, to Durban, South Africa. Somali pirates have been reported as operating in the area in recent days and to have seized an Iranian fishing boat to use as a base of operations. I'm Karen Shamas.
Speaking at a meeting with members of his Security Council, Russian President Vladimir Putin reaffirmed his earlier statement that Moscow will only restart nuclear tests if the US does so first. But he directed the defense and foreign ministries and other government agencies to analyze Washington's intentions and work out proposals for resuming nuclear weapons tests. I instruct the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Ministry of Defense of the Russian Federation Special Services to do everything possible to gather additional information on this matter and submit coordinated proposals on the possible commencement of preparations for nuclear weapons tests. President Donald Trump appeared to signal last month that the U.S. will resume testing nuclear weapons for the first time in three decades, saying it would be on an equal basis with Russia and China. The German Interior Ministry says the banned group Muslim Interactive promotes anti-Semitism and discrimination against women and sexual minorities. Interior Minister Alexander Dobrindt tells reporters the violence of the constitutional order is characterized by the fact that Interactive has repeatedly called for the establishment of a caliphate in the past, thereby clearly expressing its rejection of both democracy and the rule of law. The government also argues the group poses a threat by promoting Islam as a sole social model. Investigations are underway against two other groups too, Generation Islam and Reality Islam. Authorities have been searching premises in Hamburg, Berlin and Hesse in connection with the investigations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.